smart.
And bad as mine. Very smart. So, yeah, very tough. Looking at the record, it must serve this purpose, that there's no showdown, nothing is that way out, that's correct. Now, on the two issues that I give, one is the $5 million MMS bed, which it had been recommended that be used, that may be permitted to use as security on the $20 million commercial debt. Now, the president has approved what is in effect actually a draft recommendation. And also mind that we don't agree with that, that we just give this $5 million and no, don't let them turn it at all. We can't do away with $5 million because we've already told them that that's what they've got. On the next day, second president had approved it, but we put a vote on it. Because now with this accusation against our being involved in the murder of a right-wing politician, which is really standing, this guy over now is a wasn't a partner of our end.
Sure.
To say that we assassinated him is just...
they assassinated the communists, yeah.
Almost certainly the communists assassinated him. I'm playing this like the Nazis played the Reichstag.
Exactly. The totalitarian.
Sure. So I think now that we... the disadvantage...
What should we do about the 707? So that's
well, the problem with the 707 is we can write credit restrictions into it that will give us a hand, but it would then open the door for every other credit application to go to the bank account. So
why have a... Or non-return 707s are really immaterial. There's some other purpose, GCF purpose, or other purpose to be served. I have no argument with that. To the extent that it indicates we're going to continue to give them credit, that's where I do get to have some.
And that's the part of your argument that one can't deal with by just speaking about the restrictions on that particular loan. All the loan plans would almost certainly be used on a run that's not secure.
I think we should turn it down.
Why don't we sit on it? We don't have to do anything.
All right.
Just don't accept the application. And now that they've accused us of assassinating their politicians, they are the ones that have made this lie. The argument that was made was that Allende had insisted that we were refusing these loans on political grounds, and the fear that state had was that we were that way giving them a pretext for a showdown. And
it doesn't need a pretext. You're absolutely right. You'll take the pretext for the loss. And are you making one?
Well,
if one arises, neither not even make one.
So I think we should neither accept it nor reject it. If he gives us a good deal on the copper, we can then accept it.
He's not going to give you a good deal on copper. He's made a literacy in effect told the mills for hoping that he's going to penalize him. He's going to come to kindergarten and comment. Just call him by name. And he didn't. He didn't go outside TNT. But he did these two copper companies. They said that in fact they raped us, they ravaged this land, they taken from the people and made it more than an exploitation.
He's
copper companies.
He's bad news.
Well, this is going to cost us opium in terms of dollars. We have in Chile $300 million of guarantees. Cost the government $300 million because he's expropriated, he doesn't pay for it. And he is now asked, and he's this smart, he's now asked what the guarantees are that cover these expropriations. So what he's going to do is he's either going to get the total value of the properties now to about where the guarantees are, or let's pick up the whole task on the American company so that it costs him either. Or he's going to get the close to it. So I made my point, but that's all I need.
Here's what we want to do, John.
Whatever
you want to do is this. Basically, this kind of thing normally would be handled through the Peterson Committee. Now, and actually, it would have come true. I want to set up a procedure whereby, if you would, I want you to just go on the basis of where it's in your guy, and of course with your recommendation, but where this, where this economic political problems are involved at the highest level, pick up the phone and ask Henry. Henry, I want you in your turn to ask him. You understand? We have granted the economic question, but I'm also interested in the political question.